I'm Derek Cardwell. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we look back at this past Saturday's action at the Knoxville Raceway. It was 3M night, and a large payday awaited the 360s during the 360 shootout. It's not every week that the 410s are the undercard at Knoxville, but when there's a $10,000 payday for the 360s, the big class went first in the feature. In the preliminary action, Aaron Reitzel was fastest in time trials at 15.044. Heat race winners were Zach Hampton, Sawyer Phillips, and Scotty Johnson. Since there was 26 cars, officials scrapped the B main and put all 26 in the feature race. Early on, Austin Macara was catfishing it on the bottom and keeping everyone in his rearview mirror.
Austin Macara now reaching the tail of the field here as he races down the backstretch on lap number 6.
But a red flag was out a few laps later when Brandon Wimmer crashed in turn 2. He was okay, but the red turned into an open red when the catch fencing needed to be repaired, and that sent everyone into the pits. Tyler Crabb noticed Reitzel was changing a gear.
Yeah, a lot of cars feeling down here. Reitzel actually changed a gear while he's down here, and the McCarl brothers, they're grinding on the tires here, trying to scuff them up a little bit.
That gear change proved to be the game changer, as Reitzel was able to run the top a lot better and close in on McCarl.
Again, McCarl takes the bottom of 1 and 2. Reitzel again, big momentum, lead change coming maybe out of turn 2. No, they are side by side into turn 3. Reitzel to the lead. Aaron Reitzel around Austin McCarl. He leads it now at lap number 12.
Reitzel would go on to win the 410 A main as McCarl had to settle for second. Both would turn their sights to the 360s as it was their night to have a showcase event as 52 cars showed up to try to win one of the biggest prizes in 360 sprint car racing this season. Early on, the usual suspects were fastest as group time trialing forced officials to break the field into two time trial sessions. Reitzel was fastest in group 1, while Macara was fastest in group 2. Heat winners were Reitzel, Joe Beaver, Dustin Selvage, Cade Higday, Clint Garner, and Ryan Giles. For the A main, a Macara was on the front row, but it was Carson Macara along with pole sitter Higday. It was tough to get the A-main going as several reds and yellows made for a disjointed start.
The green flag is out. Cade Higday, Carson McCarl fighting for that race lead. Here comes Reitzel. He is to second and looking at the race lead down the backstretch. Aaron Reitzel can't get it yet as they go by the Jumbotron. Here he comes through turn 4 though.
Yellow.
Oh, the caution lights come on for Cole Garner. Cole Garner stopping in turn 2 and that was right as Reitzel was taking the lead out of turn 4 from Cade Higday.
And it's not going to count.
The second start was much different as Reitzel did not get the same kind of momentum and had to settle in and drop in to the top 5. However, another red for Ryan Levitt stopped the action for a few minutes. And another red involving J.J. Hickel and Caleb Johnson would stop the action. After that, it was finally time to get into racing rhythm. And Higday was controlling things, but Jake Buback was looking to steal this top spot away, and it did not end well.
8 down, 17 to go. Another big run coming through 1 and 2 by Buback. Slowed up by Higday as he slid up the racetrack to block it.
Oh!
Buback ran into the back of Higday.
And collected Reitzel!
And he collects Aaron Reitzel! Reitzel goes up and over hard, so does Buback. Red lights are on. Both cars likely out of the race. Reitzel and Buback is started going into turn 3. Buback had a big run on Higday. He hit the back side of him, spun out up the track, and Reitzel came through nowhere to go.
It started to become a war of attrition, but up front, Austin McCarl and Higday had a race to settle for $10,000, and the last half mile, like the last few weeks at Knoxville, were some of the most thrilling action.
As Cade Higday takes the white flag, he's led all 24 laps. Can he finish this? It's a half a second lead at the flag stand there over Austin McCarl for the white flag. Cade Higday. Here comes Austin McCarl to the bottom of turn 3. Big run, slide jump. Big unit takes the lead into turn 4. Drag race to the flag stand. Cade Higday got it by the nose wing. Cade Higday won it by the nose wing, and that's it.
0.028 seconds.
Wow. Austin McCarl waited to pounce. He did. Cade Higday said, not tonight, big unit. This one's mine. And he took it back by the nose wing.
In victory lane, Higday was stunned beyond belief.
0.028 seconds over Austin McCarl. Tell us the feeling you got now.
5 minutes ago, I was at a loss for words, and I still don't know what the hell I should be saying right now.
You know, I mean, this is a great race tonight, and part of that was some contact they had there. Were you worried about that contact at all?
Yeah, I was a little bit. I mean, we didn't get together super hard. I kind of saw him right at the last second, and obviously that wasn't intentional. I hate to see him go out like that and take out Reitzel, too, with him. But, yeah, I was just glad that we didn't cut a tire there because that would have obviously killed all of our chances at winning this thing.
And you're coming off a Pro Sprint Series championship. You get your first 360 win. What's it mean to you to get that first win?
It's huge. I honestly didn't think that we would ever get it on a 10,000 to win show, but I guess that is just a testament to our team. You know, we don't ever give up, and just kind of dug ourselves out of the hole in the heat race and got lucky enough to start on the pole and put together 25 pretty good laps there.
Next Saturday, the 410s get to have a little fun with the border battle. Plus, it is the final chance to run before the 360 Nationals. For KLIA Kevlar Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next.